Welcome back. We're landing now in South Bend, Indiana for our first Notre Dame football report of the year. Joining us will be the captain of the 1973 National Championship team in Notre Dame, Frank Barbarico. We want to start by thanking our sponsor for being the sponsor of our Notre Dame football report. Yes, it's brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas and the state. And remember also, they're there for you. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, have you taped your ankles? Here we go again.
Coach, I'm ready. I got my buzz haircut. My ankles are taped, and I'm ready to start going out and practicing. Boy, it is hot here, but that's the way I remember it back 50 years ago now when I was a sophomore getting ready for the 1971 season. So we're ready to go. We're ready to go here in South Bend, that's for sure.
Well, you're opening up early on a 0 week, and you're going to Ireland, so the team is out there practicing already.
Oh, yeah, Coach. They are. I walk my dogs, Bo and Patty, there every day, twice a day, actually, in the morning. And then a little later in the afternoon, maybe about 8 o'clock when it starts cooling down. It's been so hot and humid, they have a hard time walking in that heat. But they love the snow. So later in the season, they like going over there. But I've seen some of the players coming out of the stadium and some of them coming out of the Goog, which is the practice facility. And they're looking ready, and they're excited about the upcoming season. They have some really exciting games to look at this year, Coach. When you look at the schedule, they're going to Navy, which is kind of, they're going to Ireland to play Navy, which is kind of like a little bowl game before the season even starts. A lot of excitement with traveling across the pond. But it's going to be an exciting game for the Irish, and I think they're going to unleash their new offense. Their offense is going to be more of a pro-type offense, I believe, with our quarterback, Sam Hartman, who can really throw the short pass well, good thrower to medium-range passer, and he's going to make our receivers really good because he throws a nice pass that's catchable, and he knows how to put it right in their hands. So, Coach, we're excited. We have good running backs, good offensive line. Offensively, we're going to be an exciting team to watch.
Well, Marcus Freeman now in his second year. They always say the second year is the biggest jump as far as improvement as a coach and a team. We'll see if that happens now. Changes in the coaching staff, too.
Oh, yeah, there have been some changes. And one good one is Gino Gadulli. Now, Gino was a quarterback at Cincinnati back in the early 2000s. He was a good player and a tough runner and a good passer. I think he's somebody that's going to add a lot to Notre Dame's offense. They have a new offensive coordinator, Parker, as well. He's a good one. But Gino brings a lot of experience at the quarterback position. And when you're dealing with a person like Sam Hartman, who's a very mature football player, I think it's something that's going to really blend well. I think Gadulli... I hate to say this, but he probably won't be here that long because he's going to be a very popular guy in the next couple of years. He's somebody that can really move an offense. He was the offensive coordinator at Cincinnati a couple of years ago when they came here and they beat Notre Dame. So you know the kind of excitement that's going to be around this guy because he's going to produce and he's such a fine gentleman. So it's exciting to see these kind of people come through Notre Dame, Coach.
Well, last year, Marcus Freeman, 9-4 in his first season, 14 returning starters. So a good group returning off of a 9-4 season.
Well, Coach, I tell you, Marcus Freeman does a good job in recruiting. Here's a person that if it was the old way of coaching before the NIL kind of came into presence, I think he's somebody that would have built a program solidly. He's convincing young recruits that you want to come to Notre Dame because you're going to establish yourself in the world of business or athletically in regards to the kind of relationship you can build with alumni down the road. This is something where the contacts at Notre Dame can help you get jobs, and it can help you in the sales world. So there's a lot of different things that he's selling besides himself. And I think when you have a person that has integrity, has character, like Marcus Freeman does, what he lacks in experience as a head coach, he's making up for it in the kind of presence he has and people trusting him and his enthusiasm for wanting to be on his side. So this is something that people around here are very excited about and very hopeful. And I think when you have that kind of combination going on, you have positive things happening in the program, and it's good. Now, the NIL is a whole different animal. As we know, in the last 2 or 3 years, it has really kicked in, where you can go out and actually just buy the talent that you need for the year. And that doesn't lend to building a program like traditionally has been done, where good coaches that stay a long period of time have done. But he's doing that, laying a foundation. And if there is gaps in talent along the way, he's going to be able to recruit those kind of kids because they know he's the kind of person that they can trust. So this is the kind of situation we're finding here in South Bend. And it's a very optimistic and enthusiastic one. So we're excited.
You're listening to our Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico, a 1973 captain on the national championship team at Notre Dame, brought to us by Station Casinos. Let's quickly go through the Notre Dame schedule this year, Frank, and sort of point out some of the key games.
Well, I will. I think that the three key games, let's just start with that right now, because I think the biggest game of the year is going to be here in South Bend. We have Ohio State coming in on September 23rd. I think Notre Dame, the teams they play, Navy, Tennessee State, North Carolina State, Central Michigan, will be almost like preseason games compared to playing against Ohio State. Ohio State's got all the talent that you want to play against. They have a great defense. They have a new quarterback, Kyle McCord, who's a 5-star rated guy. They have great receivers. They have a strong running game, good offensive line. Coach, I tell you what, it's going to be a Donnybrook here in South Bend. I think we're going to have the crowd on our side, but Ohio State is somebody to be reckoned with. And if they can get past Ohio State, the next big game, I think, is going to be, Duke is no slouch. I mean, they were 9-4 last year. And then you come to Louisville, who has Jeff Brohm, who was at Purdue, had a good year there, and then took the job at Louisville because there was a change in the culture at Purdue. And what I mean by that, they had a new president come in, and I think maybe he felt that he could be more productive. Jeff Broom could be more productive back at Louisville. So this is the second tour of duty there, and I think they're going to be pretty solid. But then, of course, you have Southern Cal. They have Caleb Williams, who's a Heisman Trophy winner. He makes the team go. And he has great receivers, good running backs, solid offensive line. Their defense is going to be better than it was last year. So I look at Southern Cal. The advantage for Notre Dame is we're playing here in South Bend. And if Notre Dame can keep their offense on the field and keep their offense off the field, we have a strong shot of winning that game. And then, of course, Coach, I think Clemson, we play them on November 4th, and that's at Clemson. I think that's going to be a tough game. Kulnick is their quarterback. He's a 5-star guy. He's a sophomore. They have a new coordinator from TCU, Garrett Riley, who I think is going to really sparkle up that offense for Clemson. So I look for those three games as really being difficult games. I see Notre Dame's their record being somewhere around 10-2, 11-1, at worst 9-4. Nine and three, and then with the possibility to go to a nice bowl game. But if things go the right way and the ball bounces in our direction, we could be in the Final Four this year.
You know, Frank, I agree with you. I mean, the schedule just sort of fits. You played Oregon or Ohio State really well at Columbus last year. So your kids are going to have a lot of confidence against them. And it'll be a great game in your stadium there in South Bend. Clemson will be tough on the road because they have a lot of players returning. They're always great on the defensive side of the football. And this new quarterback they say will really straighten out their offense with the new offensive coordinator at the same time. Then again, the traditional game, it's a, like a one-game season when you play USC and you've got them in your house. So if you can take care of the business and win the ones you're supposed to win, and then the toss-up games, win what you're supposed to win out of those, I think the others we talked about should be not give-me games. You can't overlook Pitt. You can't overlook anybody. But when your X is bigger than their O, all you have to say is, let's don't mess it up.
Yeah, last year they lost to Marshall. They weren't thinking about that at all. And, you know, when you look at the games we're playing, we have Duke, Louisville, we have Wake Forest, Pittsburgh. They were all 8-5, 9-4. So North Carolina State, 8-5. So, you know, you can't just throw your helmet on the field. You have to earn every win. And I think Notre Dame has the attitude with their defense. I said, Coach, we have a scrappy defense. And when we look at some of the people we have, they have a lot of experience. Bertrand is the captain from last year. Kaiser is another linebacker. Nolan Ziegler, my teammate Tim Sullivan's grandson, he's a great player. They're all going to be playing.
Well, Frank, again, I've got to let you go. Again, I want to thank you and James. We'll get in with James and use him more as the season comes around. I want to say hi to him. And Frank Pomerico, good luck to you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week with our Notre Dame football report.
Coach, great being back with you. It's our 22nd year, if you haven't counted out on your fingers and toes yet. But it's our 22nd year doing this, and I'm excited about doing it. It's exciting me more than ever. I look forward to the digging into the Notre Dame football program and being able to talk about it. So it's a lot of fun for me, Coach.
Well, it's a lot of fun to have you with us, Frank. Again, thank you for joining us. Frank Pomerico comes to us from South Bend, Indiana, with our Notre Dame football report every Tuesday and Wednesday night, brought to us by Stations Casinos and their STN Sports app. The most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Remember, visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. When we come back, we're going out to the Las Vegas ballpark, and we're going to pull in and get free parking. Jim Gemma, the Director of Media Relations, will be joining us here in a moment. So buckle up. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Floyd 99 Cuts and Colors and Coors Sports Topic Show. We'll be right back from Las Vegas.